Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm so pumped you're joining me again today because we're diving into something seriously powerful. Cultivating gratitude and appreciation. Ever feel like life's just a constant whirlwind? Like you're running from one thing to the next, constantly chasing the next big goal, the next shiny object. You know that feeling when your mind is so caught up in what you don't have or what you want, that you completely miss out on all the good stuff happening right now. I get it, trust me. We live in a world that constantly tells us we need more, be better, achieve faster. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to navigating all of that chaos? It's not some fancy productivity hack or a magic pill, it's something way simpler. Gratitude. And no, I'm not talking about forcing yourself to say thank you every 5 seconds. We're going deeper than that. We're talking about truly cultivating an appreciation for the incredible things in your life, even the small ones. Because when you start noticing those little wins, those everyday blessings, something amazing happens. Your perspective shifts. Suddenly, the world feels brighter, challenges feel less daunting, and you find yourself overflowing with a sense of contentment. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that gratitude muscle. 1. Start small. You don't need to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin by simply noticing 3 things each day that you're grateful for. It could be anything, a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a heartfelt conversation with a friend. Write them down, say them out loud, whatever works for you. 2. Shift your focus. When those negative thoughts creep in, and they will try this, consciously redirect your attention to something positive. Instead of dwelling on what's missing, think about the things you have. It's like training your brain to look for the silver linings. Ever heard the saying, where there's a will, there's a way? Same principle applies here. Where there's gratitude, there's growth. 3. Embrace imperfection. Life is messy, unpredictable, and often downright frustrating. Trying to be grateful for everything all the time can feel unrealistic. That's okay. Embrace the full spectrum of emotions. The joy, the sadness, the anger, the frustration. Acknowledge them, learn from them, and then gently guide yourself back towards gratitude. 4. Practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to simply be present in the moment. Notice the sensations around you, the feeling of sunlight on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, the taste of your food. When you're fully engaged in the present, you naturally cultivate a sense of appreciation for the little things. Think of it like this. You wouldn't skip savoring a delicious meal, would you? Mindfulness is just applying that same appreciation to every aspect of your life. 5. Express your gratitude. Don't keep those good vibes bottled up. Tell people how much you appreciate them. Send a heartfelt thank you note, offer a genuine compliment, or simply say I love you to someone who means the world to you. It's amazing how expressing gratitude can create a ripple effect of positivity. Now, let me tell you about this one time. I was feeling totally stressed out and overwhelmed with work deadlines and everything else swirling around. It felt like I was drowning in to-do lists and anxieties. One day, during my lunch break, I decided to step away from the chaos. I took a walk in the park, just soaking up the sunshine and listening to the birds singing. As I walked, I started noticing the beautiful flowers blooming, the vibrant colors of the leaves, and the laughter of children playing. It was like a little reset button for my entire day. Suddenly, all those deadlines didn't seem so daunting anymore. I realized that even amidst the craziness, there was still so much beauty and joy to be found. That simple act of taking a moment to appreciate my surroundings completely shifted my perspective. So, remember, cultivate gratitude, practice appreciation, and watch your world transform. You've got this. And that's it for today's episode, folks. Remember to take those 3 things you're grateful for and really soak them in. Let them fill you with positivity and joy. Share your thoughts with me on social media, I love hearing from you. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Stoic State of Mind. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and most importantly, keep appreciating the good stuff.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.